My voice is just a little bit croaky this evening, so I apologize in advance. I'll probably be coughing and sputtering as I go along. Don't you worry about it. Everything's okay.
现在嗓子呢今天呢有点不舒服，有点那种卡，所以呢他提前给大家道歉。在他讲的过程中呢，如果他出现一些咳嗽啊，或者出现一些那个卡了，请大家原谅。但是他呢没有问题，他身体很好。Last
week when we were together, if my memory serves me, we probably spent some time looking at a couple of the Psalms.
所以呢，上个星期呢，我呢就是他在他的记忆当中呢，我们是在看几节诗篇。
And I would like to do that again this evening. So our plan, if the Lord enables, would be to look tonight at Psalm 50 and Psalm 51.
所以今天呢，等我们要做同样的事情。所以呢，主那个允许的话，我们今天就开始要看一看诗篇的第五十篇和五十一篇。
For the next few Friday evening, Saturday mornings, we're hoping that our brother Rob Brennan will be with us.
所以呢，在后面的几个星期呢，我们希望我们上次来给我们讲过的那个叫 Rob Brennan 的那个弟兄来给我们讲。Rob
is a servant of the Lord, and he's got a lovely story. I don't know whether he'll tell you or not, but he probably will. And he's right now at Morning Star Bible Camp for much of the summer, and he is going to be speaking to us via Zoom like me from Morning Star Bible Camp for the next few Friday nights.
那个 Rob Brennan 呢，他是一个好的弟兄，他有很好的故事。我不知道他会不会给你们讲他的故事，我希望呢，他有可能会给你们讲。那么说他现在呢？ 他在那个我们这边一个叫圣经的一个营地里面，在那个诚心的一个圣经营地里面，他夏季整个夏季都在那里，所以下面的几个星期呢，他就会像 Harold 一样，通过这个 Zoom 给我们讲道。And
then following that, in the will of the Lord, we hope to have our brother Larry Price, and he will be giving a series of messages on the subject of the tabernacle.
因为在那之后呢，我们希望呢，我们的那个弟兄叫 Larry Price， 他是从美国的，也是从Zoom上来给我们讲一个主题。这个主题呢，就是关于那个会幕的。So
we're hoping and praying that all of these will be a benefit to each of us.
所以我们也祷告，我们也希望呢，所有我们的讲的这些呢，都能给大家带来益处。
And just to remind you that we also are on Zoom on Saturday evenings at the same time, going through the book of Philippians right now. So if you're able, we might even see you on a Saturday evening time slot.
因为也是提示一下大家，就是说呢，我们在星期六的晚上，同样的这样的一个时间，也就是中国的星期天的上午，这样呢，我们也一直有一个同样的学习。那个学习，我们现在正在学习那个腓立比书。如果你们今天参加这个会议的，你们是可以的话呢，你们也希望星期六的晚上，中国的星期天的上午，你们也来参加那个学习。
Let's pray now, and then we'll ask the Lord to bless us as we study.
所以我们现在祷告，当我们学习的时候呢，我们祈求主来赐福给我们。Lord,
we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。If
you hadn't told us, Lord, we wouldn't know.
所以主啊，如果您不告诉我们，我们就不会知道。
But we're thankful that not only have you written it down, but then you gave us the Holy Spirit to help us understand it.
主啊，我们非常感恩，您不光是呢写下了圣经，然后把您的圣灵赐给我们，帮助我们来理解。And
so we pray that the Holy Spirit will this evening speak to each one of our hearts according to our need.
所以主啊，我们也祷告，我们希望呢，您的圣灵呢，今天晚上对我们每一个我们人的内心说话，告诉我们需要的东西。
And we ask this all now in Jesus' name, giving thanks.
我们祈求这些呢，毕先生感恩呢，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Psalm number 50.
就在这个一般的诗篇五十。
And, the interesting thing about Psalm 50 is that it is all about the judgment that God is going to bring upon people on the earth.
因为这个呢第十篇五十篇是非常有趣的。因为这里所有讲到的所有都是神要降在地上的审判。
You'll remember that the book of Hebrews reminds us in chapter 2 that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment.
你们也都记得在希伯来书里呢记得对跟我们提醒我们说人定有一死死后就要审判。
It's true. Most people in the world live as if that's not going to happen.
所以呢这个也是个事实就是说呢当今世界大多数人呢他们认为这样的事情不会发生。
And frankly, that scares us when we think that there are some who might even say there will be no judgment.
所以呢坦率的说呢这样呢让我们感到害怕因为实际上呢有些人呢他们说呢世界上呢根本就没有审判。
Here's just a little bit of logic for you.
这里有一个逻辑给你们的。
If there is no judgment, if there is no judgment day after death, then was Adolf Hitler a good man or a bad man?
所以呢这里讲到的就是如果说死后呢没有审判没有审判日那么说呢那个阿道夫·希特勒他是一个好人呢还是个坏人呢
And as a matter of fact, he probably was a pretty good man if there is no judgment because he had lots of money and he lived in luxury while he was trying to become king of the world.
所以呢实际上呢他可能就是一个很好的人生他有一个因为实际上呢当时呢他其实呢他有很多钱他也呢就是统治世界他甚至想做世界的王。
And even though he killed countless millions of people, if there is no judgment, he won. And the people he killed, they all lost because he just kept on smiling and stealing and butchering people and then he died. And if there's no judgment afterwards, he won.
所以呢如果死后没有审判呢那阿道夫希特勒他就赢了因为他杀了无数的人数以百万计数以千万计的人。如果他死后没有审判的话那么他杀了那么多人的话那些人就都赢了都输了他就赢了他就会一直保持微笑他就会一直偷人家的东西都一直去屠杀因为他没有不会因此而受到审判。
And every one of us,would say that's a terrible thing. There must be judgment. We must be held accountable for what we do. They must be held accountable for having robbed us and destroyed us as those wicked people have done.
因为这个呢就是如果没有审判那就是一件极其可怕的事情实际上呢我们每个人都要为自己的事情呢负责任像那些邪恶的人呢他们去抢劫去杀人去偷东西他们最终呢要为他们的邪恶的行为负责任
And so Judgment Day is a day which has been promised by God God will judge hispeople, hallelujah.
所以呢那个审判呢是神的应许神最终会审判他的人民所以这个 hallelujah.
So, let me just read you two quick verses now from Psalm 50. First of all, Psalm 50 and verse 5.
因为很快的要跟大家读几节诗篇五十篇的几节经文，第一节呢就是第五节。
God says in verse 5, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself, Selah.
第五节第六节说呢，召集我的圣徒们到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人，诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是施行审判的。
All right, so this then says that we're going to learn as we study it, we're going to learn about the fact that God will judge his people. God will judge the saints.
所以这个呢，我们当读这几节经文的时候，那后面呢，我们会跟着这个来，就是神会审判他的子民，神甚至会审判圣徒们。
And then in verse 16, you get a somewhat similar verse. It says this, but unto the wicked, God says, what have you to do to declare my statutes?
这个呢，到第十六节呢，你会发现有点类似的经文。第十六节说呢，但神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例？
So the first part of the psalm then is all about the judgment of those people who say they believe in God.
所以呢，第一个部分呢，就是所有的那些呢，都是给那些人，他们说他们信神的那些人的审判。
And the last half of the psalm is about the judgment of the wicked people, those who've rejected God.
所以呢，那个后半部分的这个诗篇呢，就是去审判那些恶人，那些恶人就是那些呢拒绝了神的那一些人。
Now many of you will acknowledge that the New Testament also has two separate judgments. It says there will be separate judgments.
所以你们当中大多数人都知道，在新约里面呢讲到的呢有两类的审判，同样的就是两类不同类型的审判。
Just leave your finger in Psalm 50. We're coming back, but there is an important verse to read. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians 5:10.
因为你们把你的手指呢放在诗篇五十篇这里做个记号，因为马上也要回来。在这个同时呢，你可以翻到哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为这是一个非常重要的经文，我们要看一下。
It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone, the Christians, may receive the things done in his body." According to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad.
就是耶稣说呢，因为我们众人必要在基督的审判台前显露出来，叫个人按他所行的，无论善恶，在他身内受报。
And Romans chapter 14 verse 10 says the same thing, effectively says there will be a judgment for the Christian.
因为这个呢，罗马书的第十章的第十五节同样讲到呢，这里也对基督徒们有一个审判。
But then when you get to the book of Revelation, chapter 20, you find that there is also a separate judgment for the wicked people.
因为我们来到启示录的时候呢，你又会发现呢，在这里呢，也有对那个不同的人的一个不同的审判。
Verse 12 says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened.
Which chapter?
Chapter 20, sorry, Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 12 I read.
Yeah, okay, thank you.所以呢，大家可以翻到启示录的第二十章的第十二节。启示录第二十章的十二节说呢，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在神面前，书卷都展开了。
And the end of verse 13 says, and they were judged every man according to their works.
第十三节的最后后半部分说呢，他们都照个人的行为受审判。
So there will be a judgment for the righteous, the believers, and there will be another judgment for the non-believers. Everybody will be in one judgment or the other.
因为这里呢有一个审判呢是对信徒来讲的，另一个审判呢是对不信的人来说的，所以呢不管你是信的还是不信的，都会或者在这个审判里或者在那个审判里。
So in the light of all this, the prophet Amos has a line that hopefully we all have memorized, and it goes like this, prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
现在在阿摩西书里呢有一节经文，我们大家呢都要把这节经文记住背下来，就是以色列人呢，你要准备好去见你的神。
God will judge us, therefore we must be prepared.
所以神一定会审判我们，因此呢，我们要准备好被审判。
And so Psalm 50 tells us some very interesting, very valuable principles that we must keep in mind when it comes to Judgment Day. What is Judgment Day going to be like?
所以呢，这个呢，诗篇第五十篇给我们提供了一个非常有趣的，也是有一个非常有价值的一个观点，就是说呢，当我们来到接受审判的时候，会怎么样？那是一个怎样的审判
？Many years ago, I used to work for a lawyer.
很多年前呢，他为一个律师工作。
And I would ask him periodically.What the law would say on a particular matter.
现在我经常会问他，就是说呢，在一个特定的一个案件里，这个法律是怎么说的。
And he would often say to me, well, what you should do is go and read the act. If you read the act, you'll know what the law says. Don't just ask me, go and read the act.
因为他经常跟我说呢，你唯一需要做的呢，你就是去读那个法律。读法律呢，法律上是把这些事情呢都说得很清楚。你自己去读法律，你不要老来问我。
And so this is what we have here in Psalm 50. God is telling us what he is going to do on Judgment Day, what he will hold us accountable for on Judgment Day. And frankly, it's very interesting reading.
所以这里呢就是诗篇五十篇就是这样的。神就告诉我们他在就在审判日的时候他要做什么。在审判日的时候你们个人要为什么样的事情去负责。所以呢他这就是他在诗篇五十篇神告诉我们他在审判日要做的事情。
So all this as an introduction now, we'll start reading in verse 1. You'll pick up the theme. We won't have lots of comments on these first verses, but you pick up the theme and follow.
刚才我们所讲的呢只是一个简单的介绍。介绍现在我们要从诗篇的第五十篇的第一节开始读。第一节读的时候呢我们一直往下读，你们自己在读的过程中呢你们自己去思考那个主题。我们中间呢在前面的几节经文读的时候呢我们可能不会做太多的解释。
It begins Psalm 50 verse 1, the mighty God.Even the Lord has spoken. He called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined.
第一节第二节说大能的神耶和华已经发言呼唤这地，从日出之地到日落之地，从全美的西安中神已经发光了。
And now coming for judgment, verse 3 says, Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him.
然后第三节呢，神的审判就开始了。第三节说，我们的神要来，绝不闭口，有烈火在他面前吞没，有暴风在他周围。
Judgment Day is going to be a scary day.
所以呢，审判日是一个非常令人害怕的日子。
Verse 4 says, God shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. He's going to call them all together to judge them.
第四节说呢，神从上面呼召天地为要审判他的民。所以这节经文讲的意思呢，神会把他的所有的民呢都呼召到跟前来，然后审判他们。
He says, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
第五节说呢，召集我的圣徒们到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
These are not ordinary people. These are people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and have entered into a covenant relationship with him. In there accepting him as their savior.
所以这里呢不是一般普通的人，这些人是呢相信了主耶稣基督，跟他神呢之间有立了约的人，这样呢他们呢因着这个约他们来到神这里来，他们相信神是他们的救主。
Verse 6 says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for GodIs judge himself, Selah.
对，第六节说呢，诸天必表明他的公义，因为神是行审判的，希拉。
Who is going to be judge?
谁会来审判呢？
God.
神。
Well, that's rather encouraging because I know a lot of people who are lawyers. I wouldn't want to have them be my judge.
所以神是我们的审判官呢，对我们来说，对我来说是很受鼓励的，因为我认识了很多的律师，我不想他们那些律师成为我的审判官。
They wouldn't necessarily know all the facts.
他们呢，并不一定要知道所有的实情。
But God himself will be judge, and that gives us a great deal of peace. We know he will do what is right.
所以呢，这个呢，神自己会来做审判。那么这样呢，给我们呢是有一件极大的平安的事情，因为我们知道神一定会做对的事情。
But it also scares us because we know that we've done a lot that was wrong.
所以呢，同样呢，神也让我们害怕，因为我们每个人都知道呢，我们做了很多的错事。
Now again, just turn with me to the book of John in your Bibles. Leave your finger there, we're coming back. John chapter 5.
再一次呢，把你的手指放在那里，我们一会儿回来。现在我们翻到约翰福音第五章。约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 and verse 22.
约翰福音第五章第22节。
And this says, Jesus is speaking. He says, for the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son.
第二十二节说呢，这是我们主耶稣基督他在讲话。主耶稣基督说呢，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
Who is going to be judge?
谁会是将来的审判官呢？
Psalm 50 says God himself will be judge.
诗篇五十篇说呢，神自己将是那个审判官。
Who is going to be judge? Jesus said in John 5 verse 22 that he will be judge.
所以呢，谁会是审判官呢？那么主耶稣基督在约翰福音第五章第二十二节说呢，他自己是审判官。
So which one is right?Is it going to be God or Jesus?
所以哪一个说法是对的？是神呢？还是主耶稣？
And the answer, of course, is they're both right, because Jesus is God.
所以呢，答案呢是两个说法都是对的，因为主耶稣基督就是神。
There are many delightful proofs for the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, but that certainly is one of them, isn't it? Jesus is judge.God is judge, therefore Jesus is God. Hallelujah.
所以呢，在我们这里很多这样的一个转变，就是关于主耶稣基督的话，就是这里面呢，通常你可以通过这个去转出来，因为主耶稣基督这里说谁会是审判官呢？那么是神，那么主耶稣基督呢，他就是审判官，因此呢，我们推出来主耶稣基督就是神。
All right, so there's going to be a judgment of the saints.And Jesus will be the judge. So what do we know about verse 7? Psalm 50 verse 7.
那里呢一定会有一个审判。那个审判呢审判官就是我们的主耶稣基督他会审判圣徒。那么说呢这个是在诗篇50篇里是第七节是怎么讲的呢大家跟翻回来诗篇50篇第七节。
Verse 7 says, Hear, O my people, and I will speak, says God.O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God.
第七节说呢，我的民呐，你们当听我的话，以色列啊，我要作证攻击你，我是神，是你的神。
And so he tells them who he is, and then in verse 8 and following, he tells them what he will judge them for.
所以呢第七节呢告诉呢以色列人他是谁然后第八节呢他就是说告诉以色列人神为什么要审判他们。
He says in verse 8, I will not reprove you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings to have been continually before me.
他就说我并不因你的祭物责备你你的燔祭常在我面前。
So when God judges the Christian, he's not going to judge him so much on the subject of, what sacrifice did you bring me? In the Old Testament, they were to bring lambs, and they were to bring bullocks, and they were to bring offerings of various descriptions. He says, that's not what I'm going to be judging you for.
所以呢神当他审判基督徒的时候呢他并不为呢基督徒带什么祭物而来而去审判他们。其实在旧约里呢他们常常给神献祭他们为着献一只羊献一只小牛献其他的一些东西。所以呢在这里神说那新约里神说我不会因为你们献什么祭去审判你们。
And then he elaborates on that theme in the next four verses.I will read them to you. He says, I will take no bullock out of thine house, no he-goats out of your folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof.
所以后面跟着的第九节到第十二节是四节经文的呢神呢就详细的跟他们解释了下面的一些事情。这个呢详细说明的第九节开始说我不从你家取公牛也不从你圈内取公山羊因为树林中的柏树是我的千山上的牲畜也是我的山中的飞鸟我都知道野地走兽也都属于我。我若饥饿我不用告诉你因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
What's he saying to these people way back, 3,000 years ago?
所以呢这个我们追溯到3000年以前那么神对这些人说的是什么呢
He says, I'm not going to be judging you, for your religious ceremony. I'm not going to be judging you for your money. I'm not going to say you didn't honor me properly. You didn't pay me enough money. You didn't honor me properly. You didn't bring enough sacrifices to the ceremonies. He says, that's not the point.
所以呢这个神跟他们说呢我不会去审判你们因为是你们不给我带来适当的祭物我不会去审判你们就是说呢你们不会有足够的钱我不会去审判你们是因为你们没有足够的就是说尊重我所以呢这个里面呢这都不是一切的不管是你们大家在你们的祭物上花了多少钱你们怎样去尊重我你们怎么不尊重我这所有的一切呢我不会因为这些去审判你们。
And so in verse verse 13, he summarizes and he goes on this theme. He says, will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? You could bring me a bull, boy. You could bring me the blood of the goats. Is that what my service is all about? He says, will I be eating the flesh of the bulls and the blood of the goats?
那这个里面第十三节说呢，我岂吃公牛的肉吗？我岂喝山羊的血吗？所以这里神跟他们说，那就是你们可以带一个公牛或者带个山羊来献祭，但是这个就是你们要所做的一切吗？我会也去在乎这些吗？我会吃公牛的肉吗？我会喝山羊的血吗？
And so for the Christian, these are not the important things on Judgment Day.
所以呢，对于基督徒来说呢，这在审判日，这些事情对我们来说都不是重要的。Some
people say, God will bless me, I will give him more money, and he will be very happy.
所以有些人说呢，神会赐福给我们的，我会跟他献上很多的金钱，所以呢，他会高兴的。But
God says, you got it all wrong, I'm very rich, thank you.
所以呢，神说呢，啊，你完全搞错了，因为我非常富有，所以谢谢你的东西。So
what is it that God wants?
所以呢，那神要什么呢？
What's verse 14 say?
第十四节是怎么说的？
It says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High.
你们要以感谢为祭献与神，要向至高者还你的愿。I
think the first thing that God is going to say to us when we stand before him, he's going to say, Harold, were you thankful for all the good things I gave you?
所以呢，我认为当我们站在神面前的时候，神第一件要问我们说的事情就是，他说，Harold， 你为我赐给你的一切，你会感恩吗？
I think I probably would say, yes, Lord, I'm thankful.
所以我会说呢，有可能说呢，是的，主啊，我非常感恩。
Then he probably will say to me, well, why didn't you tell me more often that you were thankful?
所以呢，然后呢，他有可能跟我说呢，那你为什么不告诉我你有多经常的来感谢我呢？
How often do you tell God, thank you for all the wonderful things you've done for me?
你有多经常的就告诉神说，感谢神，感谢您赐给我的一切的美善的事情。
I don't know about your little children, but when I was a little boy, my mother used to give me good things, and others would give me good things, and then my mother would say, Harold, did you say thank you?
因为我不知道你们小时候会是怎么样，当我还是小孩子时候，我妈妈呢会经常给我一些东西，我妈妈的朋友呢也会经常给我一些东西。然后当我说到我妈妈朋友的东西时候，我妈妈经常会问我说 ，Harold， 你对那些给你东西人说了谢谢他们的吗？
It's amazing. Little children have to be taught to be thankful.
这里呢，就是非常的有意思的是呢，就算是小孩子，你必须教他要感恩。You
don't have to thank to teach them to complain.
你不用去教他去抱怨。You
don't have to teach them to say no, I don't want to.
你不用去教他说不，我不想那么做。But
you have to teach them to say thank you.
但是呢。 你呢，不得不教他说谢谢。And
as we get older, and as we recognize the responsibilities and the privileges of the Christian life, we have to say, Lord, I want you to know I am thankful for all that you have done for me.
所以呢，当我们变得年纪大了一些以后呢，我们当我们意识到我们作为一个基督徒有多么荣幸的时候呢，我们要跟神说，神啊，感谢您，感谢您赐给我的一切。And
then verse 14 goes on and says, and I expect you to pay your vows unto the Most High.
第十四节的后半句说呢，又要向至高者还你的愿。
when you first become a Christian, you usually say, Lord, this is so wonderful. I want to thank you. I want to serve you. I want to do what you want me to do.
就那当你刚开始成为基督徒的时候呢，你就会说主啊，这样是太神奇了，太美好了，所以呢，我要去服侍您，我要去谢谢您，我要去做您要我做的任何的事情。
What's the question going to be on Judgment Day?
那么在审判日的时候的那个问题会是什么呢？
You said that you would do that. Did you do it?
你说过你要那么去做，那么你到底做了吗？
So the easiest part and the first part is don't just sit there, say thank you Lord Jesus for all you have done for me.
所以刚才那个呢就是比较容易的一部分，那个呢就是第二部分呢，就是你不要只是坐在那里说主耶稣基督啊，感谢您为我所做的一切。
But there's more. Verse 15 says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me.
第十五节说呢，便在患难之日求告我，我必拯救你，你也要荣耀我。
Is that what it's going to be like on Judgment Day? Yep.
这个呢，在审判日的时候会是这个样子吗？是。
First theme is, did you say thank you?
第一件事，你说过谢谢吗？
Second theme is, did you pray?
第二件事情是你祷告过吗？
And all the Christians can say, oh yes, I prayed once.
所以呢，有些所有基督徒都会说，那我至少祷告过一次。
How much do you pray?
那么你有多祷告的有多少呢？
Do you go to prayer meeting?
你去参加祷告会吗？
When you go to prayer meeting, do you pray to the point where you see an answer to prayer?
所以呢，当你参加祷告会的时候，你一直祷告，祷告到那个点，就是说呢，你看到了神对你的祷告的应允吗？
When you get the answer, verse 15, do you?Give God glory.
当你得到神应允你的祷告以后呢，第十五节说呢，你给神荣耀了吗？
You know, when you look at that, that's pretty simple stuff.
你知道吗？如果你只看这个呢，看起来是非常简单的事情。
What is it that God is looking for? A thankful heart and a prayerful heart.
今天神寻求的是个什么呢？就是是一颗感恩的心，一颗祷告的心。
When you have your lunch, do you bow your head and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this food?
所以当你吃午餐的时候，你有没低下头来祷告说，感谢主耶稣基督您赐给我的食物呢？
Oh, you say, of course I do.
你说当然我那么做了。
Why do you do it?
为什么要那么做呢？
You do it because you know that it's proper to give thanks to the Lord.
所以你那么做呢，你认为就是你知道给神献上感恩是合适的。
And you do it as a routine in order to make sure that you keep on giving thanks and you keep on praying.
所以你这么做呢，你是做成了一个就是定制的这样的一个日程，这样呢就是为了让你去一直感恩，一直祷告。
What is the greatest What is the greatest regret that you will have on Judgment Day?
在审判日的时候，你会最后悔的是什么呢？
You didn't thank him enough.
你并没有足够的去感恩他。
And you didn't pray enough. You didn't ask him for enough. You didn't thank him for enough. You didn't you didn't, ask him for enough.
因为你并没有就是感谢他，足够的感谢他，你也并没有足够的去找他要。
You can imagine mommy one day when Johnny comes home just after lunchtime. Mommy says, Johnny, you're late for lunch.
你可以想象一个叫 Johnny 的小孩呢，他在那个午餐以后来了回家，那妈妈问他说呢， Johnny, 你吃了饭了吗？
Little Johnny says, oh, don't worry, mommy, I've already had my lunch.
那个 Johnny 说啊，没事，我早就吃过了。
Mommy says, what do you mean you had your lunch?
你妈妈说呢，你说你吃过午饭呢，是什么意思？
Johnny says, well, I went to Mrs. So-and-so's place. I had lunch at her place.
那个 Johnny 说呢，我到一个某某某某先生家去了，因为我在他家吃的午餐。
Mommy says, but I prepared lunch for you. I got the whole thing here. I know, mommy, but I don't like your lunch. I like Mrs. So-and-so's lunch better.
因为那个妈妈说什么，我在家里一直为你准备午餐，你却跑到别人家去吃午餐。那个江妮说呢，妈妈，我不喜欢你做的午餐，我喜欢那个某某先生家的午餐。
Many of you are mothers. How would you feel if that's the way your child treated you?
你们当中的很多人呢都是妈妈，所以呢，如果你的孩子像那样对待你，你的感觉会是什么样子？
Get up in the morning, and the little boy says to mommy, mommy, what are we going to have for lunch today?
今天早上起来以后呢，一个小孩呢跟妈妈说，妈妈，今天我们要到哪里去吃午餐呢？
Mommy says, well, I think we're going to have such and such.
今天那个妈妈说，那是，今天我们会吃这吃那。
The little boy says, oh, I don't like that. I'm not coming to your place for lunch, mommy. I'll go to Johnny's next door. I'll see you at supper.
所以呢，这个呢，你那个孩子就是妈妈，你今天准备的午餐我不喜欢吃，所以我到我邻居家去吃。我喜欢他家午餐，那晚餐我再回来吃。
And Johnny doesn't say thank you.
所以 Johnny 并没有说谢谢。
Johnny never asked for a second helping.
所以 Johnny 呢，并没有说呢，他想再多吃一点。
Johnny always says that Mrs. So-and-so's food is better than your food, mommy.
那个 Johnny 总是说那个某某某某家的午餐比你做的好吃。
You treat your family like that, your family treats you like that, you're not happy.
那你这样对待你的家人，如果你的家人这样对待你，那你并不幸福。
Imagine.A people who don't say thank you to God for all the good things He's given them.
所以你去想象那些人呢，他不去为神给赐给他们所有的那些好东西说谢谢。
Oh, they'll tell you that they're Christians but they won't take some time just to worship the Lord and say thank you.
现在我告诉你呢，就是说呢，那里有一些那些基督徒呢，他们甚至都不愿意花一点时间来去给神说谢谢神。
How hard should you pray?
所以你有多努力的祷告呢？
Well, you should pray so much that God answers your prayer in such a way that you say, Hallelujah, that is marvelous. Thank you, Lord.
所以呢，你呢，要祷告，祷告到一定的程度，祷告一定程度的神呢，他应允了你的祷告，应允祷告，应允到你高兴到这个程度呢，你说Hallelujah, 谢谢主。
My friend had a big problem at work the other day.
他一个朋友呢，有一天呢，在他工作的时候呢，出现了一些问题。
She has many people reporting to her for work. She's a senior manager, but she lacked two specific people. She needed two on her staff in order to fulfill her responsibilities.
所以呢，实际上呢，他呢有很多人呢是他的下属，因为他是一个高级经理，所以呢，在那一天呢，他要做的事情呢，其实他需要两个人来为他去完成某一件特定的事情。
Her need was very great.
所以呢，他的需求非常的大。
And she simply got down on her knees and she said, Lord, I want you to give me two staff. This particular, I need this position filled. I need that position filled. I want you to send me two workers soon, please, Lord.
所以呢，他当时呢，就是需求到了这个程度，他甚至就跪在地下跟主祷告。他跟说：“主啊，现在呢，我需要两个特别的人来在这个位置上来去完成这样的工作。所以主啊，求您呢，派两个特别的那样的人来帮助我完成这两样工作。”
She prayed that on Wednesday night.
所以呢，那天呢，他祷告的时候是在星期三的晚上。
On Thursday morning, two people walked into her business and they said, "We would like a job, please."
所以呢，在第星期四的早上呢，有两个人呢来到他的公司，说我们两个想要找个工作。
Those two people to fill precisely the positions that she prayed for the night before.
所以呢，这两个人呢，就是完全精准的满足了他对两项工作的要求。
So what do you think she did?
你认为他做了什么呢？
Verse number 15 again. Okay, it says, you call upon me in the day of trouble. She did. I will deliver thee. He did. And thou shalt glorify me. And she did.
第十五节呢，就是讲那个他那个经理，就是个女经理。他说呢，在患难之日求告我，求告神。他呢，那个女经理做了。然后呢，第二节说我必搭救你，那么神呢也搭救了他。所以第三个呢说你要荣耀我，所以那个女精灵呢她也荣耀了神。
She said, this is wonderful. And she contacted me and several of my friends. And she said, you rejoice with me. Because we have, God has answered our prayer. We give him glory.
所以呢，然后呢，他就跟我打电话，还跟我的很多的几个朋友打电话，说你们和我一同喜乐。那个神呢，他应允了我的祷告，我们要把荣耀给神。
All right, now turn in your Bibles, leave your finger there. We're coming back, but this time to the Book of Romans, chapter
1. 然后把你的手指还是放在这里，放这里，我们还会回来。我们这一次呢。我们要翻到罗马书的第一章。
You will remember that Romans chapter 1 is the story of the departure of people from the ways and the truth of God.
所以呢，你们大家也知道，罗马书的第一章呢是讲的一些人呢，他们离弃了神的真理。
And the question is, how did they depart?
问题是他们怎么离弃呢?
And verse 21 says this. It says, because that when they knew God, they did not glorify him, neither were thankful. That's how the downfall of man always begins. They stop giving thanks.And they stop giving God glory.
第二句说呢，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。这是这些人呢，他们永远的，他们可以道德低到这个程度。他们认识神，但是呢，他们背离神，他们也不把荣耀给神。
I just did a very disappointing analysis the other day.
所以呢，在有一天呢，他做出了一个很失望的分析。
I said, Harold, when you were a boy, a teenager, when you were in your early 20s, you had 10 friends. All of them had the same Christian background as you. All of them said they were Christians when they were children. And so the question was, Harold, what happened to those 10?
所以呢，现在呢，当他还是个孩子的时候，当他还是个半大孩子的时候，当他还不到20岁的时候，其实呢，当时呢，他有10个朋友，这10个朋友呢，都跟他自己一样，都有那个基督徒的背景的这样的朋友。然后这10个朋友呢，当时呢，他都说他们自己是基督徒。那么哈尔德问他自己说，到了今天呢，那10个人还是这样的吗？
This is what happened. 5 of them serve the Lord today. 5 of them love the Lord Jesus today.
这就是他们今天的现状。他们中间10个人中间呢，有5个人仍然服侍主，这5个人呢仍然爱主。
5 of them walked away from God.
他们中间5个呢背离了神。
They didn't really believe him. They said with their mouth that they believed him. In their heart, they didn't believe him.
他们真的是不相信神。其实他们嘴上说他们是信神的，但是在他们心内心呢，他们不信神。
What was their problem? Number one, they were not thankful.
他们的问题是什么？第一条呢，是他们不敢。
Number two, they did not give him glory.
第二个呢，他们不把荣耀给神。
Back to Psalm 50 again.
再次回到诗篇50篇。
And verse 14 says, offer unto God thanksgiving.
第14节说呢，你要，第14节说你们要以感谢为祭与神。
Our responsibility before the Lord as Christians is to give God thanks.For all he has done. And at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we spent an hour every Sunday morning just thanking God for all he's done for us.
因为我们都是基督徒呢，我们要每天呢，我们把所有的感恩呢都献给神。在我们温哥华的第16届福音教会呢，每个星期天的上午，我们花一整个小时所做的事情呢，都是感谢神。
Go to the worship meeting and be thankful.
所以呢，你是要你要去找到那个敬拜的那个真谛，就是说是去要感恩。
Verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, the Lord said.
所以第15节说呢，要在患难之日求告我，这是主说的。
What do we do? Every Tuesday evening, we have a prayer meeting.
因为我们在每个星期二的晚上，我们会做什么呢？我们有一个祷告会。
And we spend 3/4 of an hour in prayer.
所以呢，我们花45分钟来祷告。
Is that good?
这个是好事吗？
Yep. Is that sufficient?
是，这个足够吗？
No. But it's a start.If you worship God for an hour every Sunday morning, if you pray with the saints for almost an hour every Tuesday night, the two begin to work in your life, and you'll find yourself praying more and praising more, worshiping more, saying thank you more.
因为这个呢，当然呢，45分钟不够，但至少开始了。你开始这么去做了，那么如果说呢，你每个星期呢。花一个小时去敬拜神，给大家献上感恩。每个星期呢，花几回一个小时来参加祷告会，去祈求他。那么你如果你这样一直做下去，最终会导致什么呢？导致是你是一个非常有感恩的心的，你是一个非常的 喜欢祷告的人，所以呢，你是一个既感恩又经常祷告的人。
That will be the central issue on Judgment Day for all the Christians.
所以呢，这个呢，在审判日对所有的基督徒的审判日里来说呢，这就是一个中心的问题。
So when I was at university, we used to have a lot of exams.
所以当我还在大学上大学的时候呢，我们通常有很多的考试。
Sometimes the professor would tell us ahead of time what was going to be on the exam.
所以有时候呢，我们的教授们呢会告诉我们，在提前告诉我们在考试的时候要考什么。
So I wasn't a very good student. I couldn't learn everything. So I used to say, Harold, try to find out what's on the exam. You can study that and you'll get a good grade.
所以呢，我并不是一个很聪明的学生，所以呢，我也不是什么都懂。所以通常呢，我就跟自己说，Harold，你去找出来，找出来的考试那一天呢，他可能要考一些什么，然后呢，你去学习。学习了以后呢，然后你的成绩呢就会好。
So I was in a chemistry class once, the professor was teaching us and teaching us and teaching us for 2 or 3 months.
因为他在学习一个化学的课程，化学课程的那个教授呢，就一直教导他们，教他们化学，教了几个月。
And then just a couple of weeks before the exam.He came into the class and he started teaching us something totally different.
所以呢，然后呢，在要考试之前的，快到考试的时候呢，他走进教堂，开始教我们一些与我们前面学的完全不一样的东西。
And so I said to myself, "What's he doing? I know. I think he's seen the questions."That are going to be on the final exam, and he hasn't taught them to us yet. So I said, Harold, when you study everything he taught you in the last 2 weeks.
所以呢，这个呢，然后呢，我就说这个教授你在干嘛呢？其实，然后呢，我就发现了，我发现他其实呢，他已经知道了考试的时候要考试什么。所以呢，其实考试要考的那些东西呢，在过去两三个月，他根本就没教过我们。所以他现在呢，要开始用这会时间来教我们。所以我跟自己说，哈尔的，你把他这一段时间教你的都学会，你就会能够考个好成绩出来。
Some of my friends said, this is weird. He's been teaching us this basic stuff.All the time. I'm just going to keep learning that. I'll forget the last 2 weeks.
所以呢，有些学生呢，他们说呢，这个有点奇怪。他一两面呢，前面两三个月一直教我们这些基本的东西。那么他我们应该学的也是这基本东西。但是他后面的两个星期教的东西呢，我不用学了，因为他前面把基本的东西都教给我们了。
So what happened?
那最后发生什么呢？
Well, I was right, and I got a really good grade.
所以呢，他是对的。最终呢，他得了一个很高很高的分。
And my friends were wrong. They didn't get a good grade at all.
所以他的朋友们呢，猜错了。所以他的朋友们的成绩都不好。
Okay, here's the clue. God has told you what's going to be on the final exam. Make sure you.Answer what's going to be on the final exam?
这里呢就是这样的一个问题。神已经告诉你呢，在最终的考试中要考什么？那么说呢，你必须要把在最终的这些功课都学好。
Leave your finger there, but go in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28.
你把你的那个手指继续放在诗篇五十篇，翻到圣经旧约的生命记的第28章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章。
There's a, this chapter is, It's one of the most serious chapters in the Bible. It talks about the terrible punishment that must fall upon people who know about God and don't follow him.
这里呢，就是第二使命记第28章呢，是圣经里的几章，是最让人害怕的这样的一些章节。因为这一第使命记第28章所讲的，就是所有那些认识神，但是呢，他们却不跟随神的人，在他们身上要受到的惩罚。
Verse 47, let's read it together.
那个第47节，我们一起开始来读。
It says, because thou didn't serve the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord thy God shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
第四十七节第四十八节，生命记28章说呢，因为你父子的时候不欢心乐意的侍奉耶和华你的神，所以你必在饥饿、干渴、赤露、缺乏之中侍奉耶和华所差来攻击你的仇敌，他必把铁额加在你的颈项上，直到将你灭绝。
What's it saying? It's saying, rejoice before the Lord for the abundance of all things. Be happy. Serve the Lord with joy. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the good things he's done for you. Because if you don't say thank you, you're not going to get those good things.
这里经文讲的是什么呢？讲什么呢？就是说呢，你要在主里喜乐，你要高高兴兴的去侍奉你的神。 你要高高兴兴侍奉神，那你侍奉神的过程中呢，你要一直感恩，你就说谢谢你，谢谢你，谢谢你神，谢谢谢谢谢谢。如果你不这么做会怎么办呢？那么这两节经文讲到的事情呢，就会落到你身上。So
that's pretty easy. Say thank you and keep on asking him for his love and kindness and help, and you'll be richly blessed.
所以这个呢是非常容易的，容易的。你要只是说一直感恩，一直感恩，一直说谢谢，一直说谢谢，一直赞美神。那么说呢，你会得到神呢丰丰富富的赐福。But
what about the non-Christian who won't be at that judgment? He'll be at the other judgment of Romans, sorry, of Revelation 20. What about that person?
所以那其他的那些人怎么办呢？ 现在那些人呢，他们不是基督徒，他们不在这个审判里面，他们是在启示录第二十章的那个审判里面，所以他们身上会发生什么呢？
So verse 16, Psalm 50, verse 16.
大家又翻回来到那个诗篇50篇的第16节。
And it says, but unto the wicked, God says, what have you to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth.
第十一节说呢，但神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？
And it's very frequent that people who don't follow the Lord, they often remember. Bible says don't do that. They say, oh yeah, I know the law. Law says don't do that.
所以呢，通常呢，这些人呢，他们不跟随神的这些人呢，他们说呢，神告诉他们说，你不要做那些事情。神那些人说，是是神，我知道，那个律法已经告诉我了，我不该那么做。But
in fact, verses 17 and on, we read what they do. Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee, when you saw a thief, then you consented with him. And you've been a partaker with adulterers. You gave your mouth to evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son.
第十七节和第二十节说，其实你恨恶管教，叫我的言语遮在背后，你见了盗贼就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。 你口认说恶言，你舌编造诡诈，你坐在说话攻击你的弟兄，诽谤你亲母的儿子。
Their basic argument here is that they know that other people do bad things and they criticize them for it, but they're envious of them and they agree with them and they do the same things themselves.
这里呢，其实上的事情呢，是他们这些人呢，他们看见那些人行恶事。他知道那些人行的是恶事，所以呢，他去批评他们，批评他们呢，然后他就开始嫉妒他们，嫉妒他们呢，最后呢，他们和那些恶人呢，行同样的恶事。
A lot of people say it was bad when he did that bad thing to me, and we'll just forget about the fact that I do bad things as well.
所以呢，这他们说呢，大多数人说呢，这些人呢，他们做的事情是不对的，是坏的。那么，所以呢，我们要忘记他们所做的坏事，这对我们来说。
So verse 41 says, "These things you've done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes."
第二节说呢，你行的这些事，我还闭口不言。你想我恰和你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你们面前。
They say, "Well, my sin isn't that bad." And they basically say, God will not punish me. He'll be okay. I had some people do something bad to me once and I didn't take any action. God won't take action. I don't have to worry. That's what the wicked say.
所以他们这些人说，那我的罪呢并没有那么糟糕，所以呢我不用去为我所犯的罪去担心，因为神呢他不会管我所做的那些罪行，其他人呢也不会管我所做的那些恶行，所以他说呢，其实呢这些都没有关系，这些是恶人他们心里想的口里说的。
But verse 21 ends with the line, I will reprove thee and set in order these things in order before your eyes.
第二一节确实说呢，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
God will bring into judgment every work with every secret thing, whether it be good or bad. That's what we read in the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以神会来审判任何的一件事，任何的隐秘的事情，不管这个事是好事还是坏事，神都要审判。这是我们在传道书里所读到的。
Judgment day will be a very important day because all the details of life will be reviewed.
所以呢，这个呢，审判日是一个非常重要的一个日子，因为在我们人生里所有做的这些事情都要重新的过一遍。
Many years ago, there was a young boy who came to our Friday night work at our chapel.
因为很多年前呢，有一个年轻人呢，他来到我们第十六届福音教会的一个晚上的圣经学习。
He was 10 years old.
他是只有十岁。
He was a very naughty boy.
他是一个很好的一个孩子。
And finally, one day, I had to take him out of the class. I took him out and I stood beside him and I said to him, "Now, Bill, remember this. God has made a record of every bad thing you have ever done."
因为终于有一天呢，我必须把他叫出来跟他说，他名叫 Bill。Bill, 你要记住，有一天是要把你所做的所有的坏事都列出来。
He looked at me and he said, "What a record."
所以呢，他看了一下我，他说，什么样的记录。
That was 50 years ago and he has not repented of his sins yet. That's a long record of sin.
他说那个话的时候呢，是50年前，但到今天他还没有悔改，所以呢，他干的坏事呢，是有一个很长的记录。
All right, verse 22 says, now consider this, you that forget God.
耶稣就说你们忘记神的，要思想这事。
That's the problem in the world today, isn't it? You know all manner of people who live life, and they live life just by forgetting God. I won't worry about him now. I'll forget him today. I won't worry tomorrow.
所以这个就是我们今天所面临的一些事情。很多人呢，他们也一直忘掉神。他们说我们要忘记神，我们要忘记神，我们不要管其他的事情。
What a terrible thing to forget God.
所以呢，忘记神是一件可怕的事。Some
mothers and fathers have children. And when the mothers and fathers get very old, their children forget them.
所以呢，有些父母呢，他们孩子，当父母变得非常年迈的时候呢，他们的孩子们呢，却忘记了他们。Okay,
none of us want to be forgotten by our children when we get old.
因为我们中间没有任何一个人，当我们老了的时候，我们想我们的孩子能忘记我。How
terrible for us to forget God.
对我们来说，那去忘记神是多么的可怕。That's
the problem. And now verse 22 goes on, says, now, consider this, all ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces.
第二节说呢，你们要思想这事，你们忘记神，免得我把你们撕碎。How
serious is it to forget God?
所以呢，忘记神呢是有多么的严重。
How would you feel if you were to walk through the jungle and a lion were to come out and tear you in pieces?
所以呢，你的感觉会是什么样的？如果你在森林里走路，走路来了一头狮子，把你撕成了碎片，你的感受是什么样？
That's a pretty scary line to put in the Bible, lest I tear you to pieces.
所以呢，这是一个非常令人害怕的一句话，放在圣经里，说是神说，以免我把你撕碎。Okay,
so what should you do?
那你应该怎么做呢？
And so verse number 23 is a marvelous verse. It says, whoso offers praise glorifies me.
所以呢，这个呢，第二三节是非常的。 奇妙的一节经文，但是凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。What
does the wicked man do when he turns to the Lord? He says, I am going to praise the Lord. I have rejected God. I have not thanked him. I didn't pray to him. I rebelled against him. And so, God says, this is what you've got to do.
所以那些恶人，所以呢，那些恶人应该怎么办呢？应该怎么办？那一个人说呢，哎，我没有感谢神，我拒绝了神，我背逆了神，我也没有感恩，我也没有祷告，我也没有赞美。那么我们应该怎么办呢？神在第二三节跟他说呢，你们这些恶人呢，要献上祭，你们要去感谢神。
It's all so simple. It's almost like Daddy saying to Johnny, Johnny, be nice to your mother.
这个呢，就是非常的简单的，就像是Johnny的爸爸跟他说呢，Johnny，你要对你妈妈好一点。How
terrible to grow up and not be nice to your mother, to grow up and not be nice to your father. To pretend to be nice to them and to forget the God who gave you everything.
现在这个呢，这个是什么样的一件情况呢？如果说你在你的成长过程中对你妈妈不好，你在你成长过程中对你爸爸不好，你在成长过程中呢，那不感谢你的妈妈，又不感谢那个神赐给你的一切的东西呢，你忘记了你的父母，忘记了你的神呢。
And so what does the wicked man do? He says, I've forgotten God. I'm going to turn to God. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to tell him, thank you for sending your son to die for me.
所以那些恶人又怎么样的呢？他们要转向神，他们要感谢神。他们说，感谢神了，感谢您，派您的儿子为我而死。
How could you be so heartless?As not to do that.
一个人的心怎么可能硬到如此的程度不那么去做呢?
At least you can say thank you.
至少你可以说谢谢呀。
And then what happens after that?
那么这以后会发生什么呢?
Verse 23 goes on and says, And to him who orders his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God.
有些人说那按正路而行的我必使他得着我的救恩。
How do you get God's salvation?
你怎么得到神的救恩呢?
Number one, you turn to him, you say thank you, and you praise him, and you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. That's step number one.
一个第一个呢你转向神，你跟神说呢，谢谢神，接着你说谢谢主耶稣基督为我而死，这是第一步。
And then you prove the sincerity of that by turning your life to him and saying, Lord, I am going to organize my life after you. I'm going to follow you as I go through life. I'm going to order my life aright.
所以呢，就是为了表示你的真诚呢，你呢，把你的生命呢转向神，你呢跟着神，你重新呢调整你的生活，让你的生所有的生活呢、生命呢，都按照神的旨意去活。
And so the question is, all right, but how do you do that?
所以呢，现在问题是呢，现在呢，就是那你怎么那么怎么去做呢？
And the answer is very simple. It's Psalm 51.
所以呢，答案是非常的简单，就是诗篇第五十一篇。
Psalm 50 asks all the questions and lays the foundation, and then Psalm 51 tells you how to do it.
所以呢，那个诗篇五十篇呢，奠下了这个基础，问了所有的问题。然后呢，51篇呢给出了所有的答案。
Many of you will remember that Psalm 51 is a psalm written by David as his repentance before the Lord concerning his great sin.
所以你们中间呢，很多人都记得诗篇51篇呢，是大卫王写的忏悔诗，忏悔他在神面前犯了大罪。
And you'll remember that David got involved with the wife of Uriah the Hittite, Bathsheba, and he took her as his own wife, and he killed Uriah, and all kinds of disaster befell him as a consequence.
所以呢，你们大家也知道，当时呢，大卫王和乌利亚的妻子八十八通奸，然后呢，最后呢。他谋杀了乌利亚，那么说呢，然后这所有的后果呢，都落在了大卫王的身上。
And so Psalm 51 is a delightful record of how David repented from that sin.
所以呢，诗篇五十一篇呢，就是所有的都写出来，是大卫王怎样从那样的罪中悔改。
So some of us say, Lord, how should I repent? How should I encourage others to repent?
所以呢，我们中间有些人呢，主啊，我们怎样呢去悔改呢？我们怎样也去鼓励别人悔改呢？
The answer is, we could repent the same way David repented.
答案是我们可以像大卫的王的那样的悔改，那样去悔改。
Was David's repentance successful?
是大卫王的悔罪是成功的吗？
And the answer is yes, mightily successful.
答案是是的，大大的成功了。
God blessed him in a marvelous way because he repented in a most sincere and real way.
所以呢，神呢大大的赏赐了他，因为呢，他是大卫以一种极其真诚的方式以及极其独特的方式悔改。
The simple principle is this: the greater the reality of the repentance, the greater the reality of the reward of the new life.
所以呢，这个那个啊，就是这个原则永远是这样的，就是说你的那个在悔改的这个真实性越大，越事实上越强，那么说呢，将来的得到的，因为你的悔改得到的奖赏就越大。
Sometimes when Johnny does something wrong, Mommy has to say, Johnny, that was wrong. The Lord's not happy. You're a sinner. You've done very wrong.
所以呢，有时候呢，那个一个江宁呢，他做了一件坏事，他妈妈跟他说，江宁，你做的那个事情他非常的不对，你做的这个事情非常有罪，神是不喜欢你这么做的，你做错了。
Sometimes Johnny says, oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mommy. And Johnny begins to cry. And Johnny says, Mommy, would you please forgive me?
有时候呢，Johnny 说呢，妈妈，我非常对不起。然后他开始哭。他说，妈妈，你会原谅我吗？
And Mommy says, yes, Johnny, but remember now, your sin was not just against me. Your sin was against the Savior.
所以呢，他妈妈跟他说：“江尼啊，你现在你不光是对我犯了罪，你同样是对救主犯了罪。”
And so Johnny, Mommy encourages Johnny. Johnny gets down on his knees and he cries to God and he says, "Lord, I'm awfully sorry. Would you please forgiving me for doing that bad thing?"
然后呢，他的那个江尼的妈妈就说呢，鼓励他去跟神悔改。然后江尼呢就跪在地上。开始哭，跟神祷告说：“啊，神呐、啊，我向您犯了罪，您能够饶恕我吗
？”That's one way of repentance.
这是悔改的一个方式。
But another way of repentance goes something like this.
另外一个悔改的方式呢是像这样。
Mommy says, Johnny, that was very, very bad. You shouldn't have done that.
所以妈妈说 ,Johnny 啊，这个事情是非常非常的坏，你不应该做。
And Johnny says, sorry.
And Johnny 说对不起。
And Mommy says, isn't there any more than that?
那个妈妈说
,Johnny already said, sorry.
妈妈说就这样吗 ?Johnny 说我已经说了对不起。
Now who's going to go away justified?
所以呢，谁会那个去来审判这个事情
？The one who's sincere, or the one who just goes through the motions and says sorry.
所以是一个真诚的去悔改的呢，还是那个只是说对不起
？Many Christians aren't many people aren't very sincere when they say I'm sorry to God.
所以呢，很多人呢，很多基督徒呢，他们当跟神说对不起的时候呢，是非常真诚的。
Psalm 51 teaches us how to repent.
所以呢，诗篇51呢，教导了我们怎样去悔改。
And each person who wants to get his heart right with God should follow the model of repentance.That we find in Psalm 51.
所以呢，每一个人呢，他如果像真的从内心向神悔改的时候呢，我们就是诗篇51篇就给我们提供了一个模型，是怎样去悔改。
All right, well, our time is gone this evening, and We're thankful for the opportunity to be together. Hopefully we are going to get prepared for Judgment Day. How foolish it would be if we weren't prepared for Judgment Day.
因为我们的时间已经到了，所以我们今天要讲的呢，就是大家呢要准备好审判日的来临。如果不去为审判日来做准备的话，那是多么愚蠢的一件事情。
All right, let's just have a word of prayer then, and may the Lord bless us all.
然后呢，我们来做一个祷告，那个愿主赐福给我们每一个人。
Lord, we have studied some very serious matters this evening, and we pray that we might learn from the study.
主啊，我们今天呢学习了一些非常严肃的一些事情，主啊，所以呢我们祷告，祷告我们可以从这些事情里学到一些东西。
We remember the warning of Amos when he said, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel.
所以呢，我们也知道阿摩斯说过的话，他就说呢，以色列人呢，你们要准备好去见你们的神。
Lord, help us each one to prepare to meet God.
主啊，请你帮助我们每一个人呢，都准备好去见神。
And help us, Lord, to encourage and to teach others so that they also might be prepared to teach, meet God and be judged.
所以呢，主啊，也求您呢帮助我们去鼓励其他的人，他们所以这样呢，他们也可以就是说呢，准备好去见神，准备好去审判。
So Lord, we pray that you'll just bless now, and we thank you for telling us what's going to be on the exam. Help us to study to make sure that we are right at exam time.
对主啊，我们现在的祷告呢，求您呢，赐福给我们，赐福给我们呢，去帮助我们去准备好那个考试，让我们也感谢您，让我们知道考试的时候是什么，这样呢，我们可以准备好。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for this evening.